With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. If you watched the Academy Awards show Sunday night, you probably were surprised when an Oscar winner mentioned that he's from a small town near Lansing. I talked with Sam A. Davis about his filmmaking career and his roots in Michigan. Sam A. Davis, congratulations on winning an Oscar.
Thank you, Scott.
You know, I was watching the Academy Awards on TV Sunday night, and the best live-action short film Oscar is being announced. It's a tie, and the first of the two films to be awarded is your movie, The Singers. You go up to accept the award, and you say this.
First, I want to thank my parents, who convinced a kid from Potterville, Michigan, that this was a viable career avenue. Thank you, Mom and Dad.
And I thought to myself, wait, what? Did he just say he's from Potterville? Tell me about that moment.
Yes, surreal moment. I'm still processing, of course. It's only been a few days. But yeah, I am. I'm from Potterville and wanted to, I knew if I was going to be on the stage, I wanted to, kind of dedicate that moment to my parents and sort of my small town roots and hopefully inspire people in that way.
The story of The Singers centers on an impromptu singing contest in a dive bar, and one in particular is quite good.
My love, my darling, I hunger for your touch.
And then there's a twist at the end that I won't divulge. And the whole thing takes less than 20 minutes to enjoy. So tell me a little bit about making this film, The Singers.
Well, I discovered the short story in George Saunders' book, A Swim in a Pond in the Rain, where he breaks down seven classic Russian short stories, The Singers being one of them. And set out to make sort of a modern riff on that story, but starring first-time actors who are viral video singing sensations and other unique personalities who we discovered on social media.
Now, you were the cinematographer on a previous Oscar winner, and this is your second nomination on your own. The first was for a documentary short film, so you're building quite a resume.
Thank you. Yeah, I just think of myself as a filmmaker. I wear different hats on different types of projects, but The Singers is probably the most personal project that I've done yet.
We're talking with Sam A. Davis, an Oscar winner who was raised in Potterville, Michigan. Sam, most people assume that those who make short films hope to one day make feature-length films. Is that you?
Yeah, I love short films, and maybe we'll continue to do them here and there. But I've worked on a lot of feature films as a cinematographer and producer, and that's kind of my focus in this next step is to direct a narrative feature film, and this is a lot of incredible momentum and energy around that goal. So looking to kind of parlay the excitement of The Singers into whatever's next.
I was going to ask you about what's next. I assume you already have at least one other project in the works, aside from having an Oscar on your mantle now, maybe helping you move forward in that regard. So what's next for you?
I'm doing right now a feature documentary, which is sort of a longitudinal timeline project, which I'm co-directing with my friend Kurt Schneider, about a basketball prodigy growing up in Michigan. We've been filming for several years and have about a year and a half more to go. And so back to work on that now that the campaign dust is settling. And then, like I said, just looking ahead at doing a fiction feature as well. But I can't say too much about that.
Understood. Sam A. Davis, a native of Potterville, Michigan, is an Oscar winner for The Singers, which can be seen on Netflix. Congratulations again, Sam, and thank you for your time.
Thanks, Scott.
With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.